Christian Bale plays a drifter in his new film. John Miller is no Batman. He's an Oklahoma mortician by trade and a soldier of fortune and temperament. He comes to do a bit of business in Nanjing, formerly known as Nanking, China, in 1937, just as the Japanese army invades and brutalizes the city.
American. From the refuge.
Me?
American.
America?
Not soldier.
Ah!
The Nanjing Massacre is one of the defining historical events of modern China. Women were particular victims of war crimes there, and in Christian Bale's new film, The Flowers of War, an unlikely group of women are also heroes, and his character discovers a sense of purpose. The film was China's Oscar nominee for Best Foreign Language Film. It was made for a reported $100 million by the director Zhang Yimou. Christian Bale, who is perhaps best known for playing Batman, and of course won an Academy Award last year for The Fighter, joins us from Beverly Hills, California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
In a sense, is this role a return to China for you?
I didn't feel like that. You know, I mean, you're talking about when I was 13, I made Empire of the Sun in Shanghai.
Right, with Steven Spielberg.
Back in 1987, yeah. But that feels like such another lifetime to me. And I was very interested to work with Zhang Yimou, who's a phenomenally accomplished director. And it's not very often that you get an opportunity to work on a movie that's, 60% in Mandarin, made within China, and get to experience that entirely different culture of filmmaking.
I have to ask, Mr. Bale, how do you react to the charge some reviewers and people in the film industry have made that this this whole huge expensive film was kind of a part of a Chinese government effort to soften its image?
I think that obviously, I had no interest in making a movie with that in mind whatsoever. I always do say that, once you're within a movie, it's a little hard. Sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees. But I've really assessed this one, and I can't bring myself to come to agree with it in any way whatsoever. And knowing Emo, I do not think that he would ever have any interest in entertaining that at all.
What was it like to work on such a huge set with so many people who were probably making their first film?
I like that. I always like working with people making their first film. You know, there's that enthusiasm, there's that naivety about it. You know that nobody's got a bag of tricks that they're falling back on. And I found that with Emo, he never told anybody what we were going to be shooting until very late the night before. And it just gives that extra spontaneity. And I like that kind of filmmaking. It's far more human.
How does your character, John Miller, this Dust Bowl drifter, wind up at the center of the story?
I kind of viewed him as an escapee from the Dust Bowl. He's kind of a jack of all trades, was mechanically inclined as well. And he does have a past history, which we come to learn about later in the movie. He finds himself, kind of exhausting all possibilities within America and then ends up working on cargo ships. And he's kind of a character who is accustomed to raucous and chaotic people around him. That's what he likes. That's where he finds his comfort. He's definitely pursuing excess with a vengeance as a means, we find out later, to deal with pain. And then finds himself stuck within the confines of a Catholic church with some other unlikely guests in the midst of the massacre in Nanking.
Yeah, we'll explain. Half the people, aside from John Miller, half the people being sheltered there are convent schoolgirls, and half are, what term of art should I use, streetwalkers.
Streetwalkers, prostitutes, courtesans, they are an unlikely mix, and definitely creates a storm within this church, whilst this far more horrific storm is raging outside.
Let's play a clip, if we could. John Miller and his, I think we could safely say, favorite among the women, Mo, played by Nini, unveils her plans to make John Miller their ticket out of Nanjing.
I want you to take us out of Nanking.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. We do this first.
I'm serious. What else do you think we're flirting with you?
I don't know, King. How?
I don't know how, but I know your face is the way out of here. The Japanese won't touch Westerners.
And and what you're hearing there, he's looking for a different kind of business transaction altogether with Nini's character, and then she's using that as leverage for him as a Westerner that he could help her. There was this international zone set up by Westerners, by John Rabe primarily, and incredible people, Minnie Votrin, and there was a missionary called John McGee as well. And these people, it's estimated, were responsible for saving up to 200,000, 250,000 lives. And so the locals very much saw that a Western face was the key to escape from the city.
We're talking about this drifter, John Miller, who is unexpectedly cast into this role of a priest. What do you think got to your character that made him rise to the occasion?
So he appears to be an absolute, reckless, drunken, good time guy who cares nothing about anybody but just making a quick buck for himself and moving on. And that's indeed how he would be thinking of this war to start with, that it would just be a tale that he could tell over some beers with some buddies back in the States or wherever the hell he's going to wind up around the world. And it means nothing to him, but eventually it comes to be his own war.
I'm looking for two women. They got shiny dresses. I need to find them. They're in trouble.
Why are you dressed like this? What is this?
I got drunk. I woke up. I was just dressed as a priest.
Who is this?
This is George. This is George. Have you seen them?
Seen who?
The women.
There's women piled up all
Have
over the street.
You haven't seen them?
No, haven't I haven't seen any women, no. You think it's safe to be looking
Can
for women right now?
Can you help me with tools?
Tools for what?
I gotta fix a truck.
Fix a truck for what?
I gotta help George. I gotta help some girls.
Yeah,
I gotta
shake.
Help some women, the prostitutes, and I gotta help them.
What are you kidding
Can
me?
You
You're talking
tools?
About prostitutes and trucks and tools? I'm talking about not dying in China. I'm leaving right now.
You're leaving Nanking right now?
Do you wanna go? There's a boat. It's waiting for us. I'm leaving right now. If you wanna go, then let's go. It's your last chance.
I gotta find them. I can't leave.
There was one young boy called George in the movie, such a wonderful actor, and then the convent girls. Really, the main character of the piece is a young character called Shu, and the whole movie is told through her eyes. And I arrived, and I met these girls, and they all had tears coming down their cheeks, and I thought, oh, okay, they're in the middle of a scene, I won't disturb them too much. And I saw they did a scene, and then a couple of days later, I saw them again, and they were crying again. And then every time I saw them, they were crying, and I was thinking, this is appalling. Like this, I know how much it takes out of somebody, how exhausting it is when you're in that state. And I was trying to work out, how on earth are they maintaining this all the time? And I was starting to think these girls are going to get sick. And then what was fantastic, it was a real ray of light, was one of them at one point, she sees me looking at them and just looking concerned, but I'm not quite sure what the hell to do. And she looks up and she winks and smiles. And they're just fantastic actresses. And they can cry their eyes out and keep you fooled. And all the time they're telling jokes with each other. And then as soon as Emo would walk by, they'd start crying again, and then as soon as he would gone, they'd make little jokes, and then. But they were better actors than I will ever be able to be.
What is fun about acting?
I think that there's something that seems to be in every single child, where there is an enjoyment of role playing, and I love the psychology of recognizing how different you can make yourself, and I just find the whole notion that as adults we get to be storytellers just hilarious, but something that I would never want to miss out on.
Christian Bale, this new film, The Flowers of War, speaking from Beverly Hills. Mr. Bale, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.